Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samaches in Maseches Erevin. Our daf is going to deal with the implications of an instance where someone does not have one of Shabbos necessities, for example, hot water. And Mara will discuss the options if the individual did not make an Erev before Shabbos, what could be done. The Gemara, because of that, will deal with the halachos of Amira Nachi instructing a Gentile to do work on Shabbos. The Gemara then will continue on the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph, with other examples, where particular stories where the water was spilled, going on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara will discuss the suggestion of each individual being mevatel their rishus to another, so that the other could carry on Shabbos. The concept of bittul v'chozrin u'mevatlin. Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Erev Shavuos. I record this looking down at the beautiful hills of the Arei Yehuda. My wife, in her graciousness, drives when we go to Yerushalayim so that I'm able to record. And like many, many other Jews, we are all Zoche, and I think many of the listeners, that the Dafyomi stays with us, whatever the instance in our life, and wherever we go, even during the times of preparation for Yom Tov, on the road, in the house, uvelechtecha v'aderech, uveshachbecha v'kumecha, and b'shivtecha v'veisecha. Let's begin on the last narrow line, on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Ahu Yenuka Dishtapech Chamime. There was a child that needed to have its milah done, and the hot water was spilled. Amaluhu Rabba. Rabba gave the following suggestion. Nesalu chamima migai busayu. What's the problem? Let us bring the water from my house, which is in the same chatzar. Amalai Abaya. No, Abaya said, this is the crisis. V'alo arvinan, an Erev wasn't made. Amalai mismach hashituf. He said, let us rely on the Shitufei Muvaos. Since there was a Shituf, there was a joining of all the Muvaos, that they gave some type of food to show, each one of the Mavuis gave a food to show that they were joined together, then that should work as well for the Eruvei Chatzeros. We discussed in the Daf and the Halacha, as well as in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, in the beginning of the third Perek, that we paskin that Shitufei Mavos, once a Shitufei Mavos is done, then an Eruvei Chatzeros is not necessary, according to the Ramah. One could suggest that the source of this is our Gemara. So we try to keep a flow between the Daf and the Halacha, and that emerges from this line of the Gemara, Amalei Nismoch Ashitov. Why don't we rely on the Shitov? Amalei Holo Shatfinan. You're right, it would work, as we paskin in the Ramah, in Simin Shin Pei Zayin. So that over here, the Shituf didn't exist and we're stuck. Neimrelei the Nachri, why don't instruct the Gentile? Rashi explains, in Maseches Avodah Zarah and in Maseches Shabbos, two different reasons for why it is prohibited to instruct a Gentile on Shabbos to do Malacha for you. Either the Gentile is considered as your Shliach, Rashi in Shabbos says, or it's a prohibition of Daber Dover in case of a Chola, or possibly even in this case, maybe it even qualifies the case of Sakana. In such a case, clearly instructing a Gentile would be acceptable. Let him instruct the Gentile, and the Gentile will bring it. Amar Abaye Bol Osve Lemar. I wanted to ask Rebbe that exact question. I want to ask you, Rava, that question. Why can't we do that? V'lo Shavkin Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef did not let me. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, Kavina Bei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef said the name of the Kahana. When they were by Rav Yehuda, Havar Amarlon, Bidoraisa Musvinon Tiyufta. If we're dealing with Shiloh of Doraisa, then first you ask all of your questions to your Rebbe, Vahadar Avdinon. And then, once the Rebbe explains why it's Mutter, then you do it. Vahadar Avdinon Maisa, Bidorabonon Avdinon Maisa, Vahadar Musvinon Tiyufta. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, you don't even have to ask. You can immediately rely on the Heter. Rashi explains two lines from the bottom. in order to protect from being over Nisa Doraisa. It's possible, we don't believe in papal infallibility. It's possible that the Rav Chas V'Chalila made a mistake. So for that, if the Talmud says, wait a second, the Rebbe made a mistake, so then in such an instance, he should verify that maybe that the Rebbe covered all his bases. However, when it comes to Nisa Derabanan, it is not necessary. Since this case was a Shiloh of a Derabanan, so therefore, I did it in that order, as Rav Yosef had suggested. I did the Maisa now, only I'm asking. But Basarachi, after we took care of the situation with the hot water, Amarli, Rav Yosef told him, my boys list for you, Lamar. What did you want to ask? Amarle, he said, no, there's a problem with Amira Nachri. The Sanya, Hazah, the Shabbos, Vamira Nachri Shavus. Excuse me, Hazah Shavus. Vamira Nachri Shavus. Instructing a Gentile to do Malach on Shabbos is an Issur D'Rabbanan. And as well, sprinkling on Shabbos from the Parah Aduma, the Mechatas, is an Issur D'Rabbanan. Mazah Shavus, Veina Doches Shabbos, just like when it comes to Hazah. It is a Shavus, and it's not Doches Shabbos. Af Amira Nachri, Shavus, Veina Doches Shabbos. So too, when it comes to Amira Nachri, it is an Issur D'Rabbanan, and it's not Doches Shabbos. Amalei Rav Yosef responded, "V'lo shani lech bein shvus dis bein ma'isa shvus deles bein ma'isa." And you don't think that there's a difference between a shvus that has an action, the case of Azah, versus Amira Nachri, which is not an action. Even within Amira Nachri, one could differentiate between an Amira that has an action versus an Amira that doesn't have an action. Da'amar lo amar lenachri zil achim. If we were talking about instructing a Gentile to do the action, then maybe that's no different than the action of Hazah itself. If you, a Yisrael, did, here more accurately, you, a Jew, did the Hazah on Shabbos versus instructing the guy to do that Malach on Shabbos. That might be on equal footing. Over here, Damar lo amar lenachri zil achim. Here he didn't even tell the Gentile to heat up the water. What did he ask the goy to do? He asked him to bring hot water, which is in a chatzar, which is only Nisr Derabanan, and it's not a considered a Maisa Isser at all. And Letzorech Mitzvah, the halacha is that it will be mutter. For halacha, there is an important Rashi over here on the top of the Yomud. Rashi says Hazah would not be permissible as a Shvus, even B'makom Mitzvah. Rashi says that you would not be allowed to sprinkle someone with the mei paraduma in the place of a mitzvah, for example, if an individual wants to be shochet the Karvin Pesach but can't because it's mei meis, you cannot sprinkle him on Shabbos. From this Rashi we see that a shvus, an isur derabanan, is not mutter b'makom mitzvah. However, when it comes to amirul anachri on an isur derabanan, from this Gemara, as we paskin in the Mishneh Berurah, that would be mutter, what's colloquially referred to in halachic parlance as shvus de shvus, the makom mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks a fascinating technical question about the above story. Amale Rabba bar Rav Chanan l'Abaye, mevod is be trei gavri rav revi kirabonan. This was a mavui that we were talking about in Bavel. There are two great rabbis living there, Rabba and Abaye. Lo la'avi be lo yeriv lo shituf. How could it possibly be that there was no eriv nor a shituf emavos over there? Amale, my nieved mar lav orche ana detridna b'girsai in inu lo mishkichin. What can we do? Rabba is one of the Rosh Yeshivas, and Rashi adds that the particular issue for him is it's not kavod for him to go around and to collect the food. And I, Abaye, I'm too busy learning. I have a responsibility to the Talmidim, and I can't allow them to be alone without learning Torah. V'inu lo mashkichi, and everybody else isn't being careful. V'aknu lo pita b'sala, and if you're going to say that I could easily make a shitufe mevos by getting bread together in a basket and being maknet it to everybody else, which is not a big tircha. It wouldn't work because that bread, I wouldn't be able to give to them. That if they asked me for it, I wouldn't be able to give to them. And hence, it's not a true haknah. Batul shituf. And then in such a case, the shituf does not work. The sanya. Echa mipnei mavoi shibik yeshem yeshem lo nasnulo. Batul hashituf. In such a case, the shituf does not take a place. What about another suggestion? Asks Rav Chanan to Abaye. There are simpler things to be makne for the Eruv that won't dip, if you will, so deep into Abaye's pocket. Let him be makne to the entire mavoi, just a revius of vinegar. That is not too much, even for Abaye. Abaye answers, Tanya eimishtatfin ba'oitzer, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to combine a mavui with something that is put in a storage house. Bread that's there and available, that's acceptable. A little bit of vinegar that used to sit in the storage house, that would not be acceptable. Asks Gemara v'atanya mishtatfin, but didn't we learn in a braisa not that way, that it works, that one can join together. That itself is an achlokis between beishamay and beisil. It's not. If there is a dead body in a house, and it has many windows. This is a Mishnah in Olos which describes that a mace can turn an entire ohel into the status of tmei mace and everything inside of it if there is a mace in the house. And even if it has many entrances, nevertheless, everything will become tame. However, if there's one way in which the mace will go out, continues the mission in Olos and Perek Zayin, niftach echamehen, if one of the doors are open and that's the way it will go out, hu tame, that doorway is tame, v'kulan tahorin. In such a case, everything else becomes tahor. Chishev lahotzil be'echad mehen, if he thought to take out through one of the doors, o b'chalon sheyesh ba'arba arba, matzil al kol hapsachim kulan. In such a case, the mace is considered as if some one that goes out in that way, and all of the other gateways are considered tahor. So if one knows how the mace is going to go out, the whole ohel is tame, and the threshold area of the exit that we know it's going to go out, the threshold of the other exits are all tahor. Beis Shammai has an important caveat that the Gemara will bring back to the halachos of Erevin. Beis Shammai says that this only applies in a case where the individual had decided to take out the dead body to outside of that door before the person passed away. However, if it's afterwards, according to Beis Shammai, it's too late. You can't say retroactively from the moment before he died, it was decided. It was only decided afterwards. This is the opinion of Ein Breira. We discussed the sugya of Breira earlier in our Meseches on Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Lamed Zayin, that the opinion who says Ein Breira means you cannot say that retroactively we view it as if it was destined originally to be this way. In contrast, continue on in our Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom, Beishame Omrim Vehu Shechishiv Ad Shilom Hasameis, because of Ein Breira, Ubeisil Omrim Af Mishiyom Hasameis. And Beisil says, we do accept the concept of Breira, which in our purpose, for our purposes, means that retroactively we view it as if the niftar was destined to go out through this Pesach and not through any other. What in the world does this have to do with mishtatfin ba'otzer or not? Rav Oshia suggests that the machlokis of whether mishtatfin ba'otzer, whether one could use something in a storage house as an Erev, is tolui in whether we hold of Breira or not. How is it tolui in whether we hold of Breira or not? So Rashi explains the Dibra Maskel Ein Mishtatfin that most people take from their, here in Eretz Yisrael, we call it a machsan, take from their storage area something on Shabbos. Now, it's very likely for them even to take vinegar. Now, the odds that they're going to take all the vinegar are slim to none. Do we say retroactively the vinegar that they did not take is the Erev? So according to Beis Shammai, we don't say those things. Ein Breira. According to Beis Hillel, we do say Breira. We continue on, 9 lines from the bottom. Now I'm recording in the beautiful shade
of Beit Shemesh, the sun, could sometimes be quite oppressive. Under the beautiful fruit trees of Eretz Yisrael, as well as the flowers that Be'ezer Hashem, when we finish the daf, we will pick for custom of commemorating Kabbalas HaTorah with aligning the house and Batei Knesios with flowers. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue out. Hu Yinuka, you might hear the birds in the background. There was a child, again, a similar type of case that we had on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amabez, that the hot water spilled out for the mila of that child. Amalu Rava. Rava said, Nishal Leili Ime. Let's ask the mother, is the water necessary? Rashi explains that we're going to ask the mother if she needs the water. Let's take a look at Dibra Maskel, Nishai Leili Ime and Rashi. We're going to ask the mother whether she needs the water, because the Gemara in Shavuos on Kuf Chaf Pesam et Alf tells us that a woman who's just given birth, if she says she needs water and there's no Gentile around, we would cook it up for her. If, however, she's already after 7 days of birth, we would not cook it up for her. However, we would have a Gentile to do it. So if a woman says that she needs it after 7 days after she gives birth, we could do the melacha. Itzricha nachem le nachri agav ime. Amalei sharshe le rava. Ime ka'achla tamri. We see that the mother is fine. She's eating dates. So then we can't have that suggestion. Amalei emar tunva ba'almahu denakatla. Tunva here means some type of emotional delusion, that she had a delusion in her sickness that she needs it and she really doesn't. Amalei Mesharshe LeRava. Excuse me, Ahu Yinuka, another case. 7 lines from the bottom. Dishtapi Chamime, again, the hot water spilled out. Amalei Luhu Rava. Panulu Mani Mibegavri LeBeinoshi. Rava suggested to move his belongings, which was situated in a place called Bei Gavri, to Bei Nashi. Take a look at the diagram. You have 2 chatzeros that are next to each other. 1 chatzer is next to the Bayit Shel Katan. The other chatzer adjoins a house that has 2 compartments to it. One is called the Bei Gavri, literally where the men sleep. 1 Bei Nashi. The Bei Gavri was the outer part. The Bei Nashi was the inner part. Now, before we translate what Rava had suggested and explain why he wanted to move his belongings from the Bei Gavri to the Bei Nashi, let us explain what is behind Rava's total suggestion. Rava's suggestion is to be mevatel his chatzer to the chatzer of the katan. And since Rava has hot water in his chatzer, once he's mevatel his chatzer to the other chatzer, the fact that there is no shitufe muvos between those 2 chatzeros, or an eruve chatzeros, nevertheless you could carry from 1 chatzer to next, because Rava was mevatel his chatzer to the Bayis Shel Katan. That was Rava's, ostensibly, his suggestion. However, Rava also said something else. He said, move, now let's translate, Panuli Mani, move my belongings, Mbe Gavri, that's sitting in Bei Gavri, Lebe Nishi, to the room that was called Bei Nishi. Obviously, there weren't women that were there, because otherwise he wouldn't have come up with this suggestion. But it's called Bei Nishi generally because the women took the more private areas of the house. The Bei Bagri were on the outer sides. Va'aizel va'esev hasam, and I'm going to go live in those rooms, the room that's called Bei Nishi, I'm going to be mevatel my chatzer, and therefore they're allowed to carry from the hot water from my chatzer into theirs. Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina said to Rav, Amar Shmuel, Ein bitul reshus mechatzer lechatzer, that one is not allowed to be mevatel one's reshus from one chatzer to the next. Ravina questioned the veracity of this approach. Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina said to Rav, Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel teach, Ein bitul reshus mechatzer lechatzer, that one is not allowed to be mevatel one's reshus to create one's chatzer as somebody else's? Amar Le, he said, no, that is a machlokas. We're going to have later on Ayin Hema Beis, a machlokas, whether that is effective, being mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. The explanation of that machlokas, why one man domer holds that one can, and why one man domer holds you can't, we will leave for now. V'lo savala mar kishmuel, and if he does not hold like Shmuel. And he holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that says that you can be b'mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. Nesem mar beduchte, let him stay in the same place. Why did he need to move his utensils? V'naftulu ledidu, v'nehadre inu, v'niftulu lei lemar. Let him just simply do the following. Let him be mevatel his rishus for a moment, 5 minutes. Rashi uses the expression of a shah achas, but it would even be 5 minutes, it could be. And have them from the other chatzer go into the chatzer that was just mevutal to them, that was nullified and made theirs as well, bring the hot water, and then they'll be mevatel it back to him. Dama Rav, because Rav was of the opinion that could be done. Mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. That you could be mevatel and then return and be mevatel in the other direction. Rava explains, here I do follow Shmuel, where Shmuel's machmer in this regard. Anoa b'ha kishmuel svirli. On this I hold like Shmuel, da amar ein mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. Shmuel's of the opinion that you can't be mevatel and chozer and mevatel again. So even though Rava says I do not follow Shmuel when it comes to ein mevatel mechatzel chatzer, and I hold that the halach is you can be mevatel mechatzel chatzer, however, I do not hold that you could be mevatel v'chozer mevatel. V'lav chad taimahu, asks Gemara, isn't it based on the same reasoning? If you hold like Shmuel for one, wouldn't you have to hold like Shmuel for another? My time, ein mevatel mechatzel mevatel. What's the reason you can't be mevatel v'chatzer and then have them be mevatel back to you? L'amishum dekim debatel b'shusa yistalik le mehachal gamri. Once you've been mevatel it, you really, really intend to pull away from it entirely. So if you would do bittul v'chozer mevatlin, that you be mevatel to them, and they that after they get the things that they need done there, they be mevatel back to you, then that's, according to the opinion of Shmuel, that's a joke. The kivan de batlu rishusay istal, if you really were mevatel in the first place, you would pull away from it. Mehochel gamri. V'avile keben chotzer acheretz, as if you became part of a different chatzer. Ve'ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. And once you became a ben chatzer acheres, what's the reason you can't be mevatel it? Is because there's no bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. So mar nami lo niftal. In such a case, you also will not be able to be mevatel because it's chatzer lechatzer. In other words, the argument of Ravina, who's challenging Rava, is the following. The whole reason you can't be mevatel v'chozer mevatel is because once you try to be chozer mevatel, it's like trying to be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. Now, if you hold, you could be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. So then in such a case, you could be mevatel as well of chozer umevatlin. Or to present it in a third way, if you hold that you could be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer, there's no reason why you can't be mevatel v'chozer mevatel. Explains Rava, no, that is not my reason. I hold mevatel mechatzel chatzer, as Rava had suggested. The reason you can't be mevatel v'chozer mevatel, hosamayin utam kechad ol lahavi milsa de rabban kichucha v'itzlula. That it shouldn't come out, some don't have an aleph. Many people say it without the aleph, that's the way they say it in the yeshivas. It shouldn't come out as a chucha v'itzlula meaning a joke. You're being mevatel for a second, and then you're being mevatel back. It's making the halacha look like a bunch of loopholes, which it's not. 10 lines from the top, Samaches Amabez, Gufa. Rav Amar, Mevatlin, Mechozer, Mevatlin. Shmuel Amar, Ein Mevatlin, Mechozer, Mevatlin. We discussed this, Machlokas, where you can be Mechozer, Mevatlin. Lema, Rav Shmuel, Plutza, Rabban, Rabbi Eliezer, Kemifli. Could one suggest, and maybe we should, says the Gemara, that the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says that you can be chozer mevatel, Shmuel says you can't, is dependent on a machlokas tanoim, Rabban Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav damar kura Rabban, Ushmuel damar kura Rabbi Eliezer. Rav follows the Rabban Shmuel Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer? So we have our great Rebbe Rashi, the greatest of all of the pedagogues, the greatest of all the teachers. Rashi spells out in Dibur Maschil Rav and Dibur Maschil Shmuel that the Gemara is suggesting that we're going back to our previous Mishnah. There is a machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. We have the opinion of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amabez, and the Gemara on Chav Vav Amabez, earlier we learned down at the top of the Yomud, has a machlokas when a person is mevatel his rishus to everybody else. The case of the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amabez, he's doing it because he forgot to be included in the Erev. And if he's on the Erev, he's Oser on everybody else. And the suggestion is for him to be Mevatel
his rishus to everybody. Now, once he's mevatel his rishus, and everybody else could carry there except for him, could everybody else also carry from his house to the chatzer, or are the other tenants and people who are dwelling there able to carry in the chatzer, but not able to carry from the person's house to the chatzer? That the Gemara delineates clearly on the top of Chavavim Beis, the Machlokis, Rebbe Eliezer, Rabbanon. Rabbanon appears in the Mishnah Samach Tes on the Beis. According to Rebbe Eliezer, when a person is being mevatel, he's being mevatel both his rights to the chatzer as well as his house, and therefore Rashi explains on the top of Chavavim Beis, and even more clearly in our Gemara in Dibra Maschil Ushmuel, about 15 lines into the narrow in Rashi, that once he's mevatel his rishus, he's being mevatel his entire house as well, and therefore he's being mevatel his rights to the house, and everybody could walk in his house. If that's so, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil Rav, Rav was of the opinion that if you're able to be mevatel v'chozren u'mevatlin, that's because you don't have the problem of being mevatel michotzer lechotzer. Why? Because the individual was never entirely removed from the chotzer. If you say that when he's mevatel his place, he's mevatel both the chotzer and the house, so then in such a case, the halacha is that he's entirely removed himself, and then you have a problem with mevatel michotzer lechotzer, and he's considered as if he entirely removed himself, and then it's considered as if you're being mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. However, Rav holds like the Rabbanan that he never entirely removed himself. Rav, the Rav damer k'Rabbanan, Shmuel damer k'Rabbi Lazar. Shmuel, who holds that you can't be mevatel, holds like Rabbi Eliezer that once he was mevatel as rishus, he entirely removed himself, and then you have a problem of being mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. He entirely removed himself, and that you are not allowed to do. Amalecha Rav. Rav says, no, I don't want to even be arguing on Rebbe Eliezer. I could even fit into Rebbe Eliezer. Amalecha Rav, another Amr Fili Rebbe Eliezer. Ad kan lo kam Rebbe Eliezer hasam hamavato rishus chatzer rishus beiso bito. When did Rebbe Eliezer say that you're being mevatel also your house? Mishom debebayis below chatzer lo dairi inchi. Because a person, this we learned earlier on Chavavim and Beis, a person never, or it's not normal at least, to have a bias without any type of chotzer. People don't live that way. So once he's mevatel is right in the chotzer, by definition, he's also being mevatel is bias. It's not normal for him to think that he's only being mevatel is placed in the chotzer and not the house. The two go together. Avalinian is steluke. Avalinian is steluke. Mi amar. But in regards to pulling himself away, to consider himself as if he's a ben chotzer acheres, that he's entirely removed it, and then you have a problem, mevatel mechotzer lechotzer, that far Rabbi Eliezer didn't say. Rabbi Eliezer just said that he's being mevatel himself in here, but not to put himself entirely out, that he's considered as if he's part of a different chotzer. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel will say, also, I can follow the Rabbanan, who are of the opinion that you're being mevatel only the house, not the chotzer. Aye, if that would be so, then why does Shmuel say that there is going to be a problem of a mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin? What is the problem? At kan lo kam rabbin hasam elamai de batel batel udelo batel lo batel. The rabbanon say whatever he stated, he was mevatel chatzer, it's mevatel the house, he wasn't. Avol mai de batel mi estalik legamri. But what he was mevatel, he pulled himself away entirely from it, and here he pulled himself entirely away from the chatzer, and therefore you can't be chozer mevatel, because it's like being mevatel michotzer lechotzer. The Gemara now begins a new angle of analysis. Amar Rav Acha bar Chana, Amar Rav Sheshes Kitanoi. This machlok is a Rav and Shmuel, whether mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin could be dependent on another machlokis tanoim. What's that machlokis? Misha Nasim Rishusa. Someone was mevatel his rishus, or he gave up his rishus to the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. So now, all of them could carry in the Chotzer. V'hotzi, but he forgot. And he acted as if he was one of the Bnei HaChatzer. And he took out from his house into the Chatzar. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid oiser. If he did it, doesn't matter whether by mistake or on purpose, he now makes the entire Erev Batel, because he shows he's one of the tenants there. And we know, if one tenant didn't join in the Erev, it could aser for everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says it's true. He would be also only if he did it b'meizah. Meizah oiser b'sheyig einim oiser. My lav b'alkam eflik. What's behind this machloikis that we have later on tomorrow's amid, the amid for the holy day of Shavuos, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. What's behind that machlokis? My lav b'alkam eflik. Demar sover mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. The one who says that b'shogeg, your rishus has now come back to you if you carry out b'shogeg and thereby mess up for everybody, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the individual never entirely removed himself, and therefore he could be chozer umevatel. And the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that b'shogeg, it doesn't undo it, that's because fundamentally, unless b'meizid he does something active to remove himself, he has entirely removed himself, and therefore he cannot be chozer umevatel. Everybody holds that you can't be chozer umevatel, that you have no shaychus to it whatsoever. Aye, if that's so, then b'shogeg, it shouldn't be undone because he's entirely removed, only if he intentionally wants to remove himself, explains Rashi Nibar Maschilo. But however, here the machloikis is whether we make a gzera of shogeg atu mezid. Mar Sovar, Rabbi Meir holds that even though shogeg should not be a problem of messing it up for everybody, kansu shogeg atu mezid, even though he's entirely removed and shogeg should not be a problem, but we're afraid if we're not going to punish a shogeg, people will come to do it b'meizu. Mar Sovar lo kansu shogeg atu mezid. Period. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi has another take on what the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel revolves around whether you could be chozer mevatel. Rav and Shmuel, but pluks it revelas rabbanan kamiflegi. He has a different take than the Gemara above. The Gemara above suggested that it was not dependent on the machlokis of Reb Eliezer and the rabbanan whether you're mevatel both your bias and your chotzer, as we saw above. The Gemara had a havamina, rejected it. Ravashi actually likes the havamina and runs with it, la halacha. The Gemara now goes all the way back to Samach Aleph Amabez, the beginning of our perek, that tells us the story of a tzaduki and the suggestion of Rebbe Gamliel's father. Let's remind ourselves what that story was. Let's go all the way back, turn back a week's worth of dapim. The Gemara tells us, Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, seven lines from the bottom in the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amabez, the only time that one guy will aser is if you have two Jews living together. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki echad sheidari mana. Tzduki didn't accept the Erev, and we pointed out in the Mishnah that tzduki is no different. Someone's not mekabel, the concept of Erev is no different than an Akum. We have nothing against Gentiles. It's the problem of someone who's not moda be'erev. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki echad sheidari mana b'mavi b'ushalayim. V'amar lanu abba, our father was worried that he's going to oser on everyone. So what did he suggest? Maru votzias akim mavli at shelo yotzi v'oser aleichem. If you take your utensils out into the mavli and you're machzik in it, then you make it yours, the tzduki won't oser on you. Now the Gemara begins to analyze what's the story with this Sadducee. Tzduki mandikar shmei. Why are we talking about specifically a tzduki? In our Mishnah beforehand, we didn't speak about a tzaduki. Says the Gemara, Chisuri Machzor Avachik Tani, there was something missing in the Mishnah. Tzaduki Arei Kenachi. That tzaduki is considered a Nachri. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Tzaduki Eni Kenachri. And Rabbi Gamliel says, we don't treat him exactly like a Nachri. What's the proof we don't treat him exactly like a Nachri? Rabbi Gamliel, Maitse B'tzuki Yachos Yeridari Mani Mavi Yushalayim, Rabbi Lom Rabba, Maru Votzah Sakele Mavad Shilot Tzavi Yasur Aleichem. He suggested that if you chap the Mavui, so then in such a case, then it will be permissible. Now, after analyzing our Mishnah through the eyes of the Gemara, we have seen that the issue of a Akum is that there is a Gzera Midrabanan that the Akum is Oser onto a Yisrael Midrabanan. There is only one solution, and that is to rent it from the Akum. What is this issue in regards to a Tzaduki? A Tzaduki is also Oser. However, what did we see from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah inferred, it's not explicit, it's clearly the way Rashi on the Mishnah understands it, as well as our Gemara is assuming, that the Tzeduki can be Mevatel as Rishus just like Yisrael, but we're afraid, unlike a Jew who is not going to play games, the Tzeduki would try to mess it up and try to be Machzik. He would try to chap his place in the Mavui. So we suggested that we chap before him. We're not into chapping, but if the Tzeduki is going to play games, so then in such a case, Abba suggests that we chap beforehand. If that's so then we see that a Tzeduki does not have a loch of an akum, and his bittul is going to work. And that was Rebbe Gamliel's suggestion of Tzeduki eino nachri. Asks the Gemara, V'atayin, did we learn a brisa ador im nachri Tzeduki u'baisusi harei elu osrin alav? Didn't we learn that they are oser? Tzeduki is no different than a nachri. Tosas is not gores the next line of the Gemara. General rule is that if you have parentheses, we're not gores. If it has brackets, then the Vilna Shas was suggesting that we should be gores, so we're going to skip the next line. And there was a story with a tzeduki that lived with Rabbi Gamliel.
Hatoev hazeh v'yosar aleichem sharei bito rishus aleichem divrei Rabbi Meir.
According to the Tanakhama, we see that Rabbi Gamliel gave the suggestion of taking the stuff out and chapping it after the tzeduki, who was capable of being mevatel, was mevatel. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda amir b'loshan acheres. Rabbi Yehuda reported a different loshan. What did he say? Mi'aru. Rabbi Gamliel said something different, Rabbi Yehuda claims. V'asu tzarcheichem b'mavui ad shelo techshach, v'yei oser aleichem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel didn't give a suggestion, because the tzeduki cannot be mevatel. Since the tzeduki cannot be mevatel, Rabbi Gamliel's simple suggestion was, do everything you need to do in the mavui now, because on Shabbos you're going to be stuck. Why are you going to be stuck? Because the tzeduki is no different than the achum. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara and Pshat of Daf Samaches. We leave off two lines from the bottom. Samaches on the Bez. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zoche tonight for a true Kabbalah HaTorah. For those who are able to involve themselves in Chazorah in Meseches Erevin, it is highly recommended. Either way, Shavuos night is a beautiful, beautiful time. But it's not a time that we are, or most of us are at our full faculties at 3, 4 in the morning. And Chazara is one of the hardest and most important things to do. I highly recommend that whatever you do Chazara on, that on Shavuos night, you focus on reviewing that we should be Zoche, to be Teridna B'Girsai, as we learned in the beginning of today's Daf, 10 lines from the top of Samaches and Alf, and with that, be Zoche to a true Kabbalah HaTorah, as we continue in a march to learn the Pshat in all of Shas.